This podcast is a ministry of Oriola Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.oriolachristianassembly.org.
Is here Ida. Good to see Ida. Let's give her a clap for coming today, Ida. Amen. Wave to everybody. Praise God. All right. Amen. And praise God. Bobby is here with us again. Amen. God bless you, brother. Good to see you in the back with us. Amen. Amen. So today is awesome. I'm excited today. This message is going to bless your heart. It blessed my heart as the Lord gave me this for us today. As this is a week of Thanksgiving, okay? How many know today, really, when you come to Christ, your life is a life of Thanksgiving? You know, we know the world celebrates Thanksgiving in November. It's always the last Thursday in November, and that's great. But really, for the believer today, the Christian, every day is a day of Thanksgiving because God has been so good to us, amen? So this message is going to really help us to flow in that, because it's not just about a one-day thing, okay, that we're all thankful on Thanksgiving Day or the week of Thanksgiving, and then the following week we become angry and bitter and complain again. How many hear me? That's not what we're about if we're believers today, right, if we're Christians, amen? And I do want to say welcome to our social media friends. I'm Pastor Rich. This is Oriola Christian Assembly. We're happy that you're joining us today. This is our 10 o'clock service. We meet Sundays at 10 and Wednesdays at 7. We would love to have you come visit us here if you don't have a home church. We have room right now for you, so come and visit us here. We're at 3400 North Oriole Avenue in Chicago. So I know today you'll be blessed with the word. If you have time even today, we invite you to come. After the service, we have a special Thanksgiving luncheon that you are welcome to come. So if you're not far, come by and see us today. Amen. So here's my title for you today: How to Be Thankful. Praise God. I got one amen. We're starting on the right track, Lord. Let me say it again. My title today, you know, I like titles. The Lord always gives me titles for my messages. Some preachers, some pastors don't use titles. I think they're important because they kind of tell you what this message is going to be about or what the teaching is about, right? So that's what the Lord gave me: how to be thankful, okay? Real simple today when I was just praying and just thinking about things, this came to me. How to be thankful? Know God. I'm going to say that again. How simply can we be thankful? Just know Jesus, right? If you know him, you got to be, it's automatic. Amen? But here's the key, though. Can we flow continually being thankful? Because we get challenged with that. Can I get an amen? We get challenged. The devil challenges us every day with things that come our way. Some of them are things that he tries to put in our way. Sometimes we make mistakes, so we cause some problems for ourselves or our families. How many know that today? But it can be a challenge to be thankful every day. How many believe that? It's true, okay? But, somebody say but. But today I'm going to show you how you can be consistently thankful. How many want to know that today? Amen? And and how to do that, and I've preached and taught on this before. This won't be nothing new. It'll be a refresher for some of you, okay? Is we must put on, we must have the put-ons. Somebody say put-ons. Okay? The put-ons, we're going to talk about put-ons today. All right? We must have them working continually in our lives. Okay? What are they called? The scripture calls them the put-ons. Okay? In this same chapter, and you can go there while I'm giving you a little introduction, we're going to be in Colossians 3. You can turn there. In Colossians 3, it talks about what we're to put off. I don't want to focus on that today. I want to focus on what we're to put on. Can I get an amen? The put-offs are things that hopefully we just used to do. Things that happen because we're walking in the flesh and not in the spirit. Can I get an amen? But the put-ons are things that we're going to do because we're believers today. We're Christians, and we have the Spirit of the Lord living inside of us. The Lord tells us, he was telling the church in Colossae, that you need to do this every day. Okay? These are what we can call the put-ons, are also called Christian graces. Okay? What are the put-ons? Christian graces. Okay? How many know God gives us grace? Abundant grace, right? The last couple of weeks we've talked about humility, and we talked about grace, the grace of God to help us to be humble, to be like God wants us, you know. That's a little bit. We're going to talk about that in a sense. But the put-ons are the Christian graces that must be evident every day. Somebody say every day. Not just Sunday when we come to church, or Wednesday, or when we have movie night on Fridays, or when we have women's gathering on Fridays, or when we get together, the men's meeting gets together on Saturday morning. You know, how about when we go to work? Amen? We need the put-ons, okay? When we're with our family. How many know our family can challenge us sometimes? Hello. Did you know the Bible says the greatest foes will be from your household? Oh, Lord. How many know that could be true today? It might be true right now in your family, right? Sometimes we get challenged the most. Where? At home. Right? So we need these put-ons, okay? Every day. So let's see today if we're functioning in them. All right? So I want you to turn again to Colossians 3, and we're going to look at only like 6 verses, okay? I'm not going to be long today. We're going to have a lot of time for fellowship, good food, but how many know first we're going to eat a porterhouse spiritually? How many want a porterhouse spiritually today? All right. Then we're going to have some great turkey later. Amen? All right. Praise God. So here we go. I'm coming from the King James. We're going to look at Colossians 3, 12 to 17. Okay? Just 6 verses, but oh my Lord. Powerful, impactful 6 verses. Okay? Again, what are we going to talk about today? The put-ons. All right? The Christian graces. How to be thankful continually. Okay? So here we go. We're going to start with verse 12. Again, King James Version coming to you. You can follow whatever version you have today. It says in verse 12, it says, we need to do what? Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved. Is that anyone here today? Can I get an amen? All of you should have said amen. Right? He's talking about us. Praise God. He says we need to do what? Put on bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering. There's 8 of them, by the way. There's a bunch of them right there. Okay? What are we talking about here? The put-ons. He says we got to do what? We have to put them on. Did you notice that? It's like a command here. Amen. We talk about the commandments of God, right? But look at what he says. You, church, Christian, believer, you need to what? Put on. Let me give you another word for put on here. How about clothe yourselves with these put-ons, with these graces, okay? And I like this. Again, he's talking to who? The sinner? Those who are living a worldly life? No. He says here, I want you who are what? The elect of God. Amen. How many are the elect of God here? God has elected you. That's why you're even here today. Amen. God has saved you. Praise God. I think that's an awesome thing here today that we are the elect or the chosen ones. How many are chosen today? Amen. You're the chosen ones of God. Now listen to this. Who are holy and purified. Can I get an amen? I know we're not always that way, but that's the elect of God. The elect are holy. We're set apart. We're purified for the Lord. Can I get an amen? Does it mean we're perfect today? No. Nobody in this room is perfect. How many know that? I only know one who's perfect, and his name is Jesus. And you know what? Some people don't even believe that today. We had another conversation this week at the community center where I exercised. Again, the topic came up, and I had it in my notes, but I just feel to say it again. We have people who are Christians, but they don't believe that Jesus is God. Are you hearing me today? How many know he's God today? He is, and he is perfect. Read your Bible if you don't know that today. We got to read our Bible, right? We need to know what the Bible says. So he's talking here to who? The unsaved, the worldly, those who are lost. No, he's talking to the church. Amen. Not just Oriel Christian Assembly, but the Catholic Church down the street, the Reformed Church over there, right? How many know the kingdom of God is made up of a lot of churches, right? That's important here today. Those who are what? Preaching the truth, right? Who are walking in the truth. He says to us that we are not only the elect or the chosen, but we're also beloved. Praise God. Well loved by God. Today, if you walked in here and said, man, my family don't love me. Well, maybe your earthly family don't, but God loves you today. And we do. Can I get an amen? We're supposed to love each other, right? And God tells us here in this first verse that, you know what? As we are clothing ourselves with these Christian graces, these put-ons, that we need to realize we're the elect of God, that we're purified people, we're holy people, and we're loved of God, right? He says, because of that now, I want you to put on these things. Now pay attention to these things. This must be what? Our behavior. Somebody say behavior. This is how we're supposed to live, okay? With these put-ons, all right? The put-ons that the worldly people walk in are totally opposite of this. How many know that? And if you want to study that, you can on your own. Just go to the top part of that chapter, and you'll be able to see them all. They start in verse 8, and they go all the way through verse 9. For time's sake, I didn't want to focus on them. I want us to focus on what we're really supposed to be walking in today. Amen? So here we see these Christian graces. He says, number one, that you need to put on what? Bowels of mercy. Praise God. Not just mercy, but bowels of it. Amen? A lot of mercy. Can I get an amen? I like this. In some of the other translation, it says, when you have mercy, you have pity for people. Okay? Or you are tender-hearted when you have mercy. Can I get an amen? How many know God tells us that we're to have what? Mercy for one another. Amen. Why? Because God had mercy for me and for you. Can I get an amen? And how many know the Bible says his mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. He don't run out of mercy. Do you know that, church? And you know what? We as his children, we have to be the same way today. Can I get an amen? Everything I'm going to show you here is going to bring you to the end where you're going to understand this is how I can what? Be thankful every day. If we're not doing this first, the last part ain't going to happen. Okay? So here, number one, we see that as God's children, as the elect of God, we need to flow in mercy, okay, with people. Let me say this to you. First of all, with the family of God. Can I get an amen? We got to have mercy for each other, right? Because how many know sometimes we make mistakes? Sometimes, and it's not intentional most of the time, right? We might say something or do something that hurts another brother or sister in the body, right? We have to what? Have mercy for each other. That's real important, okay? Let me say this to you, church. If we can't have mercy here for one another, you're not going to have it out there, okay? For people you don't know, that you're not friends with, it should be easy here. Can I get a witness? Easy, okay? And you know what? This is one of the Christian graces or put-ons that we must walk in continually. What is it? Bowels of mercy, okay? If you ever think you've had too much mercy for anyone, I want you to think about how much mercy God has had for you, okay? Because he's had much. How many know, even when we've become Christians and we've become saved, we've still made some mistakes in our life. And did God say, no, that's it, you blew it, Giovanna, you blew it. That's it for you. The Lord never said that to her. The Lord said, I'll have mercy for you. Just repent. Just ask for forgiveness. Right, Giovanna? Amen. God never puts us out. How many know that? Never. Because he's a God of what? Mercy. And you know what? As we have that here, it can be extended out there. Because you know what? People need mercy out there. Really bad. Can I get an amen? Because there's people who are really lost today in our world. How many know that? There's people in the White House that are lost today. How many know that? The White House. You know, I've been thinking about this lately. There's a reason it's called the White House. But to me lately, all the things that I'm seeing, it should be called Black House. And I'm not talking about black and white people. I'm just talking that what's happening in the White House is like a black stain. How many hear me today? Right? So even our officials, our government officials, they need mercy today. We do. And we need to pray for them, right? We need to pray for our president, right? Pray for those who represent us in the Senate and in the House, that we can really work together, okay, like we're supposed to, for the good of all. Even in Illinois, we need a lot of mercy. Can I get an amen? Because we still have problems in Illinois. It's getting better, supposedly, by the statistics, but we're not there yet. How many know that? We're not. I didn't hear any statistics this morning because I really didn't watch much of the news, but I'm sure a lot of people were shot over the weekend, and I'm sure some people died too, right? That's all we hear on the news every day. How many know we need good news today? I got it for us. Amen? This is good news. Praise God. So number one, let me move on, because I got eight of them to give you and some more. Number one is mercy. Look at number two. He says here, not only are we to have bowels of mercy, we got to walk or put on what? Kindness. No amens. Kindness. We got to be what? Kind to one another. Amen. Show God has been kind to us. Can I get an amen? And he's continually what? Kind to us, right? It's a fruit of the Spirit, right? Being kind, being loving to one another, right? Not hateful or you know, jealous or proud. You know, we can look at all the put-offs, right, that we're not going to really talk about today. But he says here that we're to have mercy on one hand, and now we're to walk in what? Kindness, okay? Now, sometimes, again, that can be challenging for me and you, because how many know when somebody does you wrong, your flesh wants to rise up? How many know that? And you don't want to give them kindness back. You want to give them the right hand of righteousness. How many know what I'm talking about? If you ever get to that point, you better walk away. Can I get an amen? You gotta know when to walk away, right? Because maybe God's still working on you. I know he's still working on me. I've told you this before. It takes a lot for Pastor Rich to get upset. But if you get me upset, you better stay away from me. How many hear me today, right? I think that's probably most of us here, if you're honest with me today, right? But see, we need to allow that what? That love of God to flow in us and through us, and it comes out in mercy and kindness. Even when people do you wrong, God will help you to still be kind. How many know the Bible says that we're not to walk in a spirit of retaliation, right? Where you say, oh boy, that person did this to me, I'm getting them back. How many know that's not the Christian way? That's not Christian behavior. That's someone who don't know Jesus, who's living in the flesh and walking in the flesh. They're going to want to get back at so-and-so. How many know that? But see, we're not to be that way. Again, he tells us here, you got to do what? Put it on. Put on what? Mercy, kindness, okay? Put it on. Let it come upon you, amen? Because it'll bless people. Kindness will what? Minister to people. Mercy will bless people, amen? How many want to bless people here today, right? God uses us to be a blessing to people, amen? It's such a good thing. So that was number two, kindness. Let's keep going here. I told you I'm not going to try to be too long today. It gets better as we go through this. Anybody taking any notes today? It should be, amen. Number three, put on, or Christian grace, is what? Humbleness of mind. Boy, this comes right in line after the last 2 weeks on Wednesday night. If you've been here, Brother Johnny taught on humility, did a really good job, okay? Humbleness of mind. Let me give it to you from the Amplified Bible. What does that mean? Well, we know that means humility, right? How about this? A low opinion of yourself. A low opinion of yourself. Now, it doesn't mean that you're dirt today or you should think that you're a nobody. That's not what I'm saying. But as we've talked about the last couple Wednesdays, is that we need to realize in ourselves, we're very limited today. Can I get an amen? We can only go so far, right? And we have to realize that we're human. Somebody say human today, right? But we serve what? A super God, right? And we can tap into that superhuman, or not superhuman, but supernatural, because we're natural, right? In ourselves, we're natural, but he's supernatural, right? So we have to have that opinion or realize today, and let me tell you, if you've been walking with God with any amount of time, the Lord's going to show you that you need him today. You can't make it without him. I wouldn't be here as your pastor if I didn't know him today. Can I get an amen? Sometimes some of you can give me a hard time. Did you know that? You really can. But because I have Jesus in me, and he shows me how to handle you sometimes, and I'm saying that in a nice way. Don't take it wrong. Because sometimes, you know, we go through things, right? In your blood family, right? You go through things. You have little quarrels, and you get mad at each other. Well, sometimes that happens here too. How many know that? But we're family, right? We get over those things. We make up. We kiss and make up. We hug, right? That's the way it's supposed to be, right? But a lot of times we struggle with that if we're not doing what? Walking with humbleness of mind. See? We got to know today, without him, we're nothing. But with him, we have everything. What a difference today, amen? The Bible says that you can do what? All things. Somebody say all things. Through Christ. See, not through yourself, not through your boss, not through your wife, amen, not through your child today, but it says, I can do, any eyes here today? We're all eyes, okay, we're a body, but we're also all eyes. It says, I can, this was Paul preaching to the church, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, see? If I'm in him, if I tap into his strength, if I walk in these put-ons, these Christian graces, you know what? God's going to bless me, and I'm going to be successful, and I'm going to be impactful to other people today. Anybody want to be that way today? I sure hope so. So we, number three here, we have to do what? We got to walk in humility. This is one of the most difficult things I think that people have today in the world and sometimes in the church. Okay, and as a pastor, been in ministry a long time, not all my years as a senior, but many years as associate pastor of our previous church, I've dealt with a lot of people, okay, been in charge of many ministries, the church where I was for 24 years, I was associate pastor there for many years, the pastor had me in charge of everything, okay, I had to have people in place in ministry, from the children's ministry to the youth ministry, you name it, I was kind of over it, you know what? And so I had to deal with people all the time, even like I do, even when I go to work on a daily basis. I guess God knew what he was doing and what he put me in, because I'm a people person, amen? How many know today, if you're a Christian, you need to be a people person, right? But through the years, I've seen people that God has been able to use in ministry because they were humble. And because of that, God continued to elevate those people, right? But then, on the other hand, I would see where people would see some blessings and be blessed in ministry, but then would get a big head. How many hear me today? And how many know if you get a big head, the Bible says, boy, you're coming down. Can I get an amen? We have to stay humble because God can use us when we're humble, right? When we're proud, we're conceited, or we think we know it all, or I've arrived. Has anybody arrived here? I don't think so. No. But see, that's why this this put on, or this Christian grace, I really need to say that to you again, it's the grace of God that we can every day walk in humility. God will use you wherever you go if you're humble, praise God. He wants to use you. He's not. He can't use the world because they don't even know him. He wants to use us, amen? But we always have to walk in this humbleness of mind, right? Realizing that, you know what, all that I have, every gift, every talent that God has given me, and how many know that today? Every one of you have been gifted and talented to be used of God. Can I get an amen? I said everyone. Now your gift or your gifts are probably going to be different one with another. So you have to know what, how has God gifted you today? Amen. And usually pastor knows. And he will use your gifts to bless the church, the family of God, the kingdom of God, right? But as you use those gifts, you know what God does? He'll even give you more. I want more. How about you? Not so you can say, oh boy, look at Pastor Rich. Look at how. No, because I want to bless people. I want to help people. How many hearing me today, right? And we can, but it'll only happen if we walk in what? Humility today. It's really a key. And it has to be what? Continual. Let me keep going here. Praise God. That was number three. How about number four? And this is all in just the first verse. Hello. First verse. It says here, after humility or humbleness of mind, you got to walk in meekness. They're pretty similar, right? I like this. Meekness is having gentle ways. Okay? You can work with people and be gentle. Can I get an amen? How many know there's a lot of times people are really rough? Amen? They just come across the wrong way. Not in a spirit of meekness. How many know? And let me say this to you today. Meekness is not weakness. Hello? Somebody needs to hear that again today. Meekness is not weakness. Meekness is becoming strong today. Amen? You know, we have to be careful because sometimes we think, well, I have to be meek, I got to be humble, so everybody's just going to walk all over me. No, Christians are not floor mats today. Can I get an amen? But we got to walk as Jesus walked, right? And Jesus was a humble man, amen? But he also was a strong man. Can I get an amen? Jesus knew how to deal with people, right? When Jesus had to tell somebody the truth, even though it was hard and might hurt your feelings a little bit, Jesus hit people right between the eyes. How many know what I'm talking about today? And sometimes we have to do that, even with one another. Now, you know, we got to do it, though, in the right way. And sometimes it has to be what? With gentle ways, right? That we speak to each other, that we help each other in a spirit of meekness, right? Spirit of meekness. It's like brother and sister to humility today. Amen? They go hand in hand. If you are a humble person today, there's no doubt you're a meek person. Okay? But if you're proud today, you're not meek because they go hand in hand. Okay? And it'll show. Amen? How many know if God has blessed you and you're doing well, you don't have to go around telling everybody. People are going to see it. And when they ask you about it, you can say, well, I'm blessed because God has blessed me. God has blessed me at work. Amen. God has blessed me to have a business. Amen. God has blessed me with my family. How many know what I'm talking about today? Because all the blessings come from him. Amen. You're just the recipient of it. So that's why today it's so important that we do what? Put these on. Okay. I like the Amplified. It says you got to clothe yourself with these things. You know, when you get up in the morning and you put your clothes on naturally, physically, well, it's like we got to put on these Christian graces. Amen. How do you do that? Read your Bible. Pray, right? That's how you prepare yourself, right? Before you walk out of the house. I know that's what I do. Now, I know, you know, everybody's different here today. You might read your Bible at night, and that's fine. If that's what works for you, or you read it at lunchtime, that's fine. The main thing is you what? Read it. Amen? Because God will remind you, you better put this on today, or put that on, or take this off, right? Or get this, right? This is a mirror, the Word of God. So, you know, when we do that every day, God will show us what we need. So we got mercy. We got kindness. We got to put on humbleness of mind or humility. And we got to have meekness. Okay? Meekness. Ooh, you're going to love this next one. Number five. This is still all in the first verse. It says, we got to put on long-suffering. I knew I wasn't going to get amens for that one. I did not expect an amen. I was hoping. Lord, we didn't get one there. Amen. But another word for long-suffering, you know what it is patience. Amen. I got one. Brother Frank gave me one there. Patience, right? Long-suffering. Nobody likes to suffer long, right? Nobody, right? It's just not natural, right? We're in our human self, right? We don't want to suffer. We want to be blessed, right? But sometimes we do suffer. The Bible talks about Christians, the body of Christ, suffering, right? But God is there when we suffer. How many know that? But this is a put-on also. We have to learn how to walk in patience, okay? Everything is not microwave today. Can I get an amen? Just because we're blessed with microwaves for our food, and boy, I love it. If I don't have it, I probably would be miserable. Because a lot of times my wife is working, I'm working. We might come in at different times. We got food in the fridge. What do I got to do? Just go get what I want and heat it up. What a blessing, right? Years ago, you didn't have that. You had your stove, maybe, whatever, or you just made your meal right there on the spot, right, ladies, right, moms? It was different years ago. Moms used to stay home, like my mom. My mom was a stay-home mom. She never worked a day in her life outside the home. But she was the best. The best mom, the best. She was Mrs. Clean. You know the commercial, Mr. Clean? Mrs. Clean. The house was spotless. And every day we'd come home to a fresh cooked meal, right? That's how it was years ago. Nowadays you don't see that much, right? Because not only is dad working, the husband, but mom is working too, right? Sometimes you see it. It's a real blessing when you can have it. But we have to today put on long-suffering. Okay, we got to put on patience. Let me say it to you a different way here today. You got to get this. What is long suffering? What is patience today? How about this? The power to endure whatever comes. Oh, some of you didn't get that. Let me say it again. What is long suffering or patience? It's the power to endure whatever comes your way. Can I get an amen? God has made us warriors, amen? And we have to walk in this spirit of endurance. Patience, perseverance is what we're talking about, right? Sometimes we go through difficult times, but we don't give up. Can I get an amen? We gotta go through it so we can get to that ending where, you know what, God has a blessing there, right? There's light at the end of the tunnel. But sometimes people, what do? They give up. They fought halfway through and they give up. There's no reason today for a Christian to give up. Can I get an amen? No reason. The devil will make you think opposite of that. He'll lie to you left and right. Oh, you're not going to make it. You don't have enough money this week. Oh, they don't like you at work. They're never going to promote you. How many know the devil's all behind that stuff? Amen? But God's saying, I'm going to bless you. As you serve me, I'm going to promote you. Don't worry about what you need. He says, I'll supply all your needs according to my riches and glory. It's total opposite. Amen. The key is, what voice are you listening to today? Amen. Let me encourage you. Listen to the voice of the Lord. Listen to his voice. This is his voice. Okay? Read it every day. So we got to put on patience. Wow. It's another big one, I'd say, amongst all these eight, is put on patience, right? God will give you the power to endure whatever you go through, okay? Number six, let's go back to the verses, amen. I'm going to try to go quicker on these last few. Verse 13, it says, we need to be forbearing one another. Ooh, it's going to get good again. And forgiving one another. Woo! If any man or any woman have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Can I get an amen? What are we supposed to do? Number six, we need to be forbearing with one another. Okay? You got to put this on, the spirit of forbearance, every day. What does that mean here? Again, it's similar to a little bit of meekness. It says we need to be gentle, again, forbear. Here's what I wrote. Even this morning, I wrote this down. For me to forbear with you or you with me, it means that we're going to do what? We're going to support one another. Not only just put up with each other. That sounds a little funny, right? I got to put up with you if I like you or not. How many know you've heard people say this? I love you, but I don't have to like you. That's kind of hard. How many know that? If you don't like a person, it's got to be kind of hard to love them. I think love is a little bit better than like. How many know that? So I hope you more than like me as your pastor. Amen? Right? We got to like more than like each other, because if you don't like or love that person, you're not going to back them up. How many hear me today? Right? So we gotta support each other. We got to forbear one another. We got to back up one another. Why? Because we're the family of God. We're supposed to help one another, right? Not hurt one another. The devil will tell you to hurt so-and-so or speak negatively about so-and-so, right? Not the Holy Spirit, right? So we're to forbear. I'm going to keep moving here, all right? Because I said I'm not going to keep you too long here today. Amen. It says then, after number six, number seven is we have to do what? We have to be forgiving one of another. No amens on that one, huh? Right? Forgiving of one another. This is what? Number seven. We should be what? Pardoning each other. Why? Because Christ forgave us and pardoned us. How many know that? And continues to forgive us. And continues to what? Pardon us when we make a mistake. How many know that today? Right? So we got to do what's been done to us. Amen. Even when sometimes people maybe don't deserve it. They don't want it. Right? How many know? Just because you will forgive somebody, sometimes they're not even repentful. How many know that? They're not even asking for your forgiveness. But how many know, if you want to live in peace and you want to be blessed, you're still going to forgive that person, even though they didn't come to you and ask you for forgiveness. How many hear me today? Because otherwise, you'll be in that, right? And the devil will mess with your mind. And I don't have time for him to mess with my mind. How about you? I got work to do. We got work to do, right? So we got to make sure that we are forgiving like we are being forgiven all the time, like we have been forgiven, right? Because that's what Christ did for us, right? It says, if anybody has a quarrel against anyone, which means sometimes people have quarrels. People get into it, right, with one another, with your own family at home, sometimes at church, sometimes at the workplace, right? Sometimes with your neighbors, on and on and on. Why? Because we're human. Right? Sometimes we get too easily offended. I know I've talked about this before. Right? We get too easily offended. How dare you say that to me? How could you do that to me, brother? What were you thinking about? I don't know. I just lost my mind for a minute. Amen? Right? This can happen even, you know, in our families, in our marriages. Right? Devil's always going to try to get in there, try to cause, you know, your marriage to have problems. You got to put the devil under your feet, right? Because if he can get the family, right? Because, you know, he's been working on the family really good in our society, how many years, right? Because if he can destroy the family, he's got the world today. How many know that? But see, God builds up the family, right? God builds up the family. He tries to tear it down, but God builds it up. So we got to be careful. We have a quarrel against someone, we got to get it right. Amen? Let's make sure we forgive and forget, right? And move on just like Jesus forgave us. It says we need to do this, okay? You don't need to pray about it, church. Can I get an amen? There's nothing to pray about. It's a command. Do it. Forgive your brother. Forgive your sister, even if they're not asking for it. Watch how God is going to bless you. Amen. That was number 7. Here we go to number 8, which is the last one, and then we're going to go into the last part of this, okay? How many getting something today? Amen. These are what? The put-ons, the Christian graces, right? He says in verse 14, and above all these things. Somebody say above all. So out of the first 7, they're very important, but this is the most important, okay? Above all, right? Above all these things, put on what? Charity, which is love. Can I get an amen? Which is what? The bond of perfectness. See, every day you got to put on. You got to flow in this Christian grace. That is what? The love of God, right? We got to flow in it. Because, see, all these other things work out of this one. If you don't have the love of God, you're not going to be kind to people. How many hear me today? If you don't have his love, you're not going to show mercy to people. How many hear me today? Right? If you don't have the love of God above all these things, you're not going to forgive so-and-so when they mess up to you. Right? So this is such an important key today. He says, above all these put-ons, right? Above all these Christian graces, we got to put on love. Why? Because love is the bond. Somebody say the bond. Here's another word for the bond, the glue. The glue that does what? Perfects and binds together everything in harmony. See, when we have God's love here, everything is harmonious. Amen? We flow like we're supposed to. Everybody knows their place. You know, the message I gave you last week, right? Stay in your lane. I can't get that out of my spirit when the Lord gave me that. That we all got to do what? Stay in our lane. You should be saying amen to that. Everybody, stay in your lane. Stay in what God wants you to do. Stay in your calling, right? Don't worry about so-and-so and their calling, right? Stay in your lane, right? But all this is done how? It's done through his love, see? It won't happen if we walk in the flesh today, right? Has to be all in his love. And his love is different than our love today. How many know that? Praise God. So what a blessing today that we allow these put-ons to come forth every day, right? 8 of them, right? Now look what happens when we're flowing in these put-ons. You're going to be blessed here. Verse 15, he says, and now let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be thankful. Here it is, right? As you walk in these put-ons, amen, these 8, when you allow these Christian graces to walk in your life, now God says, now let my peace. Who wants peace today? Let my peace do what? Rule in your heart. Don't let envy rule in your heart today. Don't let jealousy rule in your heart. God says if you're doing these put-ons every day, now you can allow the peace of God to rule in your heart. Amen. So many people today need what? Peace. And we know where it's at. Amen. Sometimes even us in the body of Christ, in the church, right? We're battling and going through things and the devil tries to do what? Steal your peace. Has that ever happened to anybody? I've had times in my 39 years walking in with God where he tried to steal my peace, right? All the stuff I was going through, you know, I was confused. I was not at rest, but then the peace of God came. How many hear me today? You're going to be challenged, right? But see, as we do these things, God says, now this peace that I give, it's not the peace of man. Can I get an amen? He says here, let this peace, see, you got to let it also. Can I get an amen? You can't earn it today. You can't pay for it today. If you gave me $1,000 and say, Pastor, I'm going to give you $1,000, give me your peace. I'll pray for you to get it, but it's not because of the money you're going to give me today. How many know that? This is a part of the benefits, praise God, of being a Christian today. Can I get an amen? Right? When we have these put-ons working in our life, these graces, God says, now this peace that I have is going to rule in your heart. Wow, that's powerful today. I believe that's for somebody special here today, right? I like it this way. God's peace is going to rule in your heart as an umpire. Amen? Peace is going to control, not circumstances or situations or fear, right? Or doubt. We're going to have what? The peace of God to rule in our hearts. Amen. As questions arise in your minds, as you are called to live in one body, the body of Christ. Amen. Because how many know questions sometimes come? Be honest with me. You say, Lord, why am I going through this? Right? Why is so-and-so sick? Right? Why am I struggling with my kids, Lord? Or why am I struggling in my marriage? Or Lord, why am I having a hard time at work? Am I hitting home with anything here today? Right? But see, even in those times, you can still have what? The peace of God to rule in your heart. And you're going to get through those things. Amen. You'll get through them, but you got to go through it. How many know that, right? And I understand sometimes you're going to question and say, why? And sometimes God will tell you why. Sometimes he won't. How many know that? And that's where your faith comes in. Can I get an amen? See, we trust God. We don't know it all. We don't have all the answers, but we got to be able to trust him. That's when our walk in God, our faith must arise. When things are happening and we don't know why. Sometimes we know why. Sometimes we don't. Amen. But see, he says here, you got to have his peace in your heart, right? Because you are called to be in one body. Amen. The body of Christ. I want to make this point here today. I'm going to try to hustle here. Is that it's not about the Catholic body here today. Amen. It's not about the Assemblies of God body. We know we're at Assemblies of God Church, right? It's not today about the Kojic body. Who's that? The Church of God in Christ. These are all man-made names that we have put on churches or denominations. I talked to some people this week, I mentioned earlier, who are Reformed Christians. They're from the Reformed Church of God. They're Reformed. They're different, okay? They don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit like we do. They don't believe in the gifts of the Spirit or in the fruit of the Spirit, you know. They believe they have the Holy Spirit, but they don't flow like we do. They're different, you know. But a lot of them, they're Christians, okay. But let me tell you what came up this week as we were talking about things. And we have some really good discussions, okay. The Bible says we must reason together, amen. We must be able to talk to people who we are neighbors with and friends, who you go exercise with. I have a blast. After I exercise, I sit down and have coffee, and we get to talk. Many times it comes around to the Lord. And you see where people are at. But did you know Reformed people, they believe in Calvinism? Have you ever heard that doctrine? Calvinism, one of the things they teach is that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And I said, I agree with that. We all, that's the word of God. How many know that today? But they believe also that once you're saved, you're always saved. Okay? Which means if you've come to Christ, you never backslide. Then why do we have so many people have backslidden today? Can I get an amen? And what they believe, if that person backslides, that means they never were saved. Let me tell you, my 39 years walking with God, I know people who were genuinely saved, and they're backslidden now, okay? That's a false doctrine, but they believe that, okay? Now, I still love them, but I don't have to agree with them, right? I agree with the Word of God. Who's hearing me today? So it's not about, you know, well, I'm from the AG, or I'm from the Catholic Church. You know what? I was teasing them this week. I called them Calvinist. You know what? I'm a Christian today. Who's hearing me? I don't go around telling people, oh, I'm an Assemblies of God member. Even though I am, who's hearing me today? I'm a born-again Christian. Hello? I'm a Christian. I don't need to say I'm with the Assemblies. I can. I'm proud of the Assemblies of God, right? But that's not what it's about. It's one body. And the head is Christ. Amen. I'm a Christian. What does Christian mean today? To have Christ within or to be Christ-like. Can I get an amen? Right? So we got to get off of this, you know, my denomination is right and yours is wrong. You know what? There is no perfect denomination. Who's hearing me today? And we're not a denomination. We're a fellowship of churches, and I'm proud to say that. That's what the Assemblies of God say. We're not. Did you know the word denominate means to separate? That's the work of the devil. He wants us to separate. God wants us to bring us together. Can I get an amen? All right, I got to hurry here. I'm sorry. I just got so much to give to you today. But this is so powerful, right? And he says here in verse 15 that once you let the peace of God rule in your heart, you realize you're part of one body. Look at it. What does it say? Now you can do what? Be thankful. I said all that to get to this point. Amen. When you allow the put-ons in your life, the Christian graces to flow in you. Amen. When you allow what? The peace of God to rule in your heart. You know what's going to happen every day as you walk with God? You're going to be thankful. You're going to be thankful consistently. You're going to focus on the good things more than the bad things. Can I get an amen? Because you know what? We all go through good things, and we all go through bad things sometimes. How many know that, right? Even when we're saved and we're born again and we got favor on our lives, we're in a battle. How many know that? We're in a battle every day, and we're fighting every day, but God is for you. The Bible says, if I'm for you, who's going to be against you? Amen. So don't worry about the devil and what he's doing, right? Don't worry about the White House. Pray for the White House. Pray for our president. Amen. We're to pray, right? That's how we get things done. We need to be praying people. Amen. But you need to be able to do what? Focused on the good and allow yourself to walk in these things every day. Let peace rule in your heart. And you know what? You're going to automatically be thankful. And it won't be just, you know, today. And then tomorrow you forget about thankfulness. We get challenged, like I said earlier, but we can be what? Thankful every day. I like this. To be thankful means that you're appreciative. I got to say that again. When I'm thankful, it means I'm appreciative of things. How about you? I'm appreciative that I have a great wife. Amen. I'm appreciative. I still got my mom, 94 years old. I thank God for that. How about you? Some of you don't have your parents, so you understand I should be really thankful today, amen? Thankful that I have this church. You're my family. I'm thankful for you, amen? I'm thankful for the job that I have. I work for Transamerica, and God has blessed me with abundant favor there. I'm thankful. How about you? Right? I could go on, and I'm thankful for my health today, amen? Went for my checkup this week. Physical was good. Checked my heart. I'm going to find out next month, but I don't even need to wait for the cardiologist. I know my heart is healed today. Amen. And I'm thankful for that. How about you today? See, that's the life that we're supposed to show for. See, it actually becomes everyday behavior to be thankful today, right? Let me say this to you. It's your everyday attitude. What? To complain and be upset? No, to be thankful. When people see you, they're going to want to see you. Why? Because you're blessed and you're thankful and you give God praise. If you're complaining and mourning like them, they ain't going to want to talk to you. How many hearing me today? We're the light of the world. When people see us, they should see something different, right? And they should see a spirit of thanksgiving from us. Because God has blessed us. You say, okay, Pastor, I need to walk in this thankfulness. All right. How do you maintain this every day? Because it can be challenging, right? Well, the scriptures tell us how. Verse 16 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. How do you continue to be thankful? Stay in the word. Right? Stay in the word. It says the word should what? Dwell in you richly. You should flood your spirit with the word of God. Amen. When you do that, you know what? You're going to be blessed. You're going to be thankful. It says, not only as you allow God's word to be in you, you're going to be what? Teaching. You're going to be admonishing one another. Praise God. That's what we're to do here. When we get together, we teach and we admonish, right? We read the Psalms. We sing the Psalms, the hymns, the spiritual songs. We're to be singing with grace in our hearts to the Lord. Amen. That's what it's about here, right? What a blessing that when we allow God's word to be in us. See, we got to stay in the word of God. Amen. Every day you got to spend time in his word. Let his word dwell in you or live in you. Can I get an amen? See, the word has to live in your hearts and in your mind daily. When you do this, you read it, then you can apply it. Praise God. And you're going to be thankful. It automatically will happen today. But see, we can't just read about it and not apply it today. See, we're to teach each other. We're to admonish. We're to train one another in these spiritual things. See, we're all important here today. It's not just about the pastor or the council team. Yeah, God has put certain ones to be in authority and they have a lot of responsibility. But this works for all of us. Amen. We all can what? Teach one another and learn from one another. We can all admonish each other and train each other in things that we have learned by walking with God. Can I get an amen? These are what? These are things we should do all the time. We should be singing from our heart to the Lord. When you come here, don't just sit there. When it's time to sing, we should be singing. Can I get an amen? Because you got praise in your heart. Because you what? You're thankful. When I see people not singing it, I wonder, where are they in their spirit? What's going on? Amen. Because you come here to praise God. Amen. To give Him the glory that is due His name. Praise God. These are what? Daily admonitions we must do. Last verse, here we go, verse 17. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. There it is again. So whatever we do today, whatever we say, we got to do it in Jesus' name. Can I get an amen? Not for me, not for my glory, not for your glory. Everything you say, somebody say everything. Everything you say and everything you do should what? Glorify God today. Amen. And this is how we're to live our life, right? It's all in Jesus' name. It's for Him and it's through Him today, right? Oh my God. This is what? This is a spirit or an attitude of thanksgiving to God and for God. Can I get an amen? See, every day first we should be thanking God for all the blessings, right? Thank Him for your salvation, because many people don't know Him today, but we do, praise God. Many people are sick today, but we're healed today. Can I get an amen? Right? Many people are poor today, don't know where their next meal is coming from, but man, we're blessed in our church here today. Amen. Many don't have any money in the bank, but I think we're blessed here in this church. Amen. Because why? We serve God, and we've been obedient to God, so He has blessed us. Amen. So let me ask you today here as I get ready to pray, are you thankful today? Are you really thankful? Let me ask you this way, how thankful are you? Like one day I asked Maria, I said, Maria, you love me? And she said, yeah. I said, how much? She said, this much. Are you thankful this much today? Meaning it doesn't end. You know, after today's over, tomorrow's a new day, you're going to be thankful again tomorrow, because God is with you tomorrow, right? He's going to bless you again. Let me ask you today, are you appreciative today of all the blessings in your life? Or are you focusing on what you don't have? See, the devil wants you to go there, but God wants you to be thankful for what you have today. Let me ask you today, are you angry today? God doesn't want you to be angry. Give it to Him if you are, for whatever reason. Or are you having or walking in a spirit of complaining? Nobody wants to hear you complain. How about it, husbands and wives? When we complain to each other, it's like, stop. You know, we don't want that. Amen. Let's resolve this and let's move on. Amen. Complaining is not a good thing. Or getting upset with one another. I hope you're not upset with someone. If you are, give it to God today. Trust God. Or the last thing is, how's your attitude today? Is it good? Or you're walking with a bad attitude. If it's bad, give it to God today. Can I get an amen? Give it to Him. He'll change your attitude, but you got to give it to Him. Just like all these things we read, you got to put these things on. Amen. You got to let His peace come, right? God's not going to force His peace on you today. How many hear me today? He says, take it. Take my peace that passes all understanding. It's perfect peace. Amen. One day I'll teach and preach on just peace. I haven't done it for a while. What a great subject. To have the peace of God is like having $1 million or more in the bank. How many hear me today? You can't buy God's peace today. People are trying to spend all the money they can, work hundreds of hours to have what we have, and we got it for free. Hello, because we know Jesus. Amen. We got a lot to be thankful for. Let's stand. Praise God. Hope I didn't go too long for it. I didn't plan to go this long, but once I get started, I got to give you everything God gives me. Amen. Because it's not only for you, it's for me first. Amen. Ramel, can you play a little music for us? Praise God. I want to pray. Amen. We're going to get ready to go downstairs. I hope nobody leaves. I know we got tons of food down there. We're going to bless each other, have fellowship, eat well. But before we go down, I want to pray with you. Amen. Praise God. I want everybody to just close their eyes with me. This message, how to be thankful. Continually. All right? Not just sometimes. But you can actually walk in a spirit of thanksgiving all the time. Even when you're going through, if I can use the term hell sometimes on earth, you're going through a rough time, you can still be thankful. Praise God. If you need prayer for that today, you say, Pastor, I'm not thankful like I should be. Pray for me. I want you to raise your hand. Amen. We say, Pastor, I'm going through some really difficult stuff. I haven't really been thankful. I've been complaining. Pray for me. I want to see your hand. I'm going to pray for you now. Amen. Because God is merciful. Praise God. He loves you so much. I love you, but he loves you more than I even do because I'm human. Praise God. You say, I don't understand why I'm going through this stuff, Pastor, but I want to really be thankful every day. If you're struggling with that, raise your hand and I'll pray for you. Praise God. Thank you for those of you who are being honest. Amen. If you're okay with this, then you pray for these others, all right? Father, you see the hands that have been raised right now. Those who are watching, Lord, through Facebook and YouTube, Lord, who have heard this message today, Lord, I pray for them as well as our people here that, Lord, you would touch our lives right now in the name of Jesus. That, God, we would be able to release everything to you right now. We give it to you, every situation, every problem, Lord. Every difficulty right now, we give you our families, Lord. We give you our jobs. We give you, Lord, everything we own today. Father, if anything is being a hindrance in our life right now, we ask you, God, take it away in the name of Jesus. Lord, heal today what needs to be healed in every hand that's been raised right now. Father, I declare and decree your peace to come right now upon every vessel in this house. In the name of peace, Jesus, Lord. The peace that will rule our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus right now. Receive his peace. Receive his love right now. Receive his grace. These Christian graces that you must put on every day, church. Receive the anointing, the power to do it. Yes, you and I can be thankful every day. We give you glory and honor, Father. Bless, Lord. Thank you for blessing this service, Lord. Thank you for, as we go downstairs, Lord, bless our fellowship. Bless our time together. Bless this luncheon, Lord. We would have a great time one with another. We're so thankful, Lord, of all your blessings today. We honor you, Jesus. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless everybody. Greet one another. Please don't leave. Meet you downstairs for a great luncheon. In Jesus' name, amen.